This is the Jerry Doyle Show.
Anita Findley joining us on the program, author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. The first article that she's going to contribute to EpicTimes.com after a luxurious Mediterranean cruise is about Hillary 2016. What happened? Did the power go out and the toilets back up? Wait, that's the first thing we get from you after a cruise is politics 2016, Hillary style? Come on, what happened?
Wait a second, Jerry. Do you mean you want me to talk about my steamer trunk full of shoes?
Yes, I do. I think
I promised you Facebook photos. I will happily send you not only pictures of Rome, Greece, wherever you want, and pictures of me all decked out to the nines, floor
nice.
To ceiling. Happy to do it. But, you know, as much as I enjoyed the cruise, and I almost felt guilty going because my husband and I, we always vacation in the U.S. I have not been to Europe in over 30 years. So this was, you know, to go to the Mediterranean just felt like such a luxurious thing to do. And
yeah.
It was really great to have a disconnect for a couple of weeks. And 2 weeks felt like six, I have to say.
Let me just tell you, Anita, American Express did a huge survey about what is important to people. Number one on the list was healthcare. Number two on the list was life experiences. People want to live. And
yeah.
all the other things, like you can list them off, that seems to be in the news 24/7, is so far down on the list. And I think people are down on what they've been tuned into, and they're looking into tuning into their own life. And what you did may be, by some people's standards, decadent, and it may have made you feel somewhat guilty by going to Rome and to Greece on a luxurious Mediterranean cruise. But there are people out there going, I want to do that. I'm more interested in getting on a ship that's going to sail the Mediterranean than I am someone's political ship of state in 2016.
Well, you know something? I will be happy to report to you that I'm going to report on that as well. And I will
good.
Tell you where to eat, what to do. I mean, some of the food was so good that I memorized it. So, you know, I had the most amazing time. And, you know, one of the lovely things about the people that I met and the beautiful sights that I saw was it reminds me not only of the importance of a cultural exchange, but it reminds me how much I love being an American, because I know how I felt when I return to American soil, and you know, just the things that are important to me here, and some of the things that are important are the freedoms that we have. So, you know, I can't stop writing about politics like you.
Right.
I'm a news junkie. What am I going to do?
Right.
You know, but the reason I wrote about Hillary 2016, by the way, because I was thinking about writing about a lot of things, was I was shocked when I got off the plane, I turn on the news, and there is a ridiculous amount of press coverage about this that she is not asking for.
Right.
And it just brought me in mind of why is this happening? And put simply, when you love the one you're with, you're not anticipating who you're going to be with 4 years from now.
Well, you know, I looked at this super PAC, unofficial, I guess, for most accounts, called Ready. And they've already opened up a store with T-shirts and buttons. They've got her face on it. They've got all kinds of merchandising. They got hats. They got stickers. They got iPhone buttons. And all of this has this Ready Hillary Clinton 2016 swag being sold. Some people would say, why so soon? Others are saying, why so late? Why did it take so long for this to happen? Hillary Clinton denies that she has anything to do with it. She's happy, though, that people like Claire McCaskill have endorsed her, even though, if you remember, Claire McCaskill back in 2008 when she endorsed Obama for president was talking about Hillary's husband, Bill, and said she wouldn't let Bill Clinton near her daughter. But now she's getting all cozy with Hillary, who, last count, was still married to the guy that she wouldn't let near her daughter. I mean,
do I remember, Jerry? Claire McCaskill famously also said that her teenage daughter urged her to vote for Obama because when I make a vote for the welfare of my country, I consult people whose brains aren't fully developed yet. That's how I do it. So, you know, do I remember? I mean, Obama took the primary in Missouri by one point in 2008, and on Super Duper Tuesday, had she taken Missouri instead, doubtless, you know, most of this would have been sewn up that night for her. So, yeah, I remember Ms. McCaskill and have my problems with her. That's another happy story. But that's what also cracks me up, is that these people are doing their sort of mea culpa, if you will, by right. coming out so early on her behalf. But it is also my contention that the press is dwelling on this, not only, as you've mentioned in the past, as a distraction from what's going on today and stopping us from getting anything done, you know, in current problems we have governing, but also because they're anxious to turn the page on him. I mean, don't you find that President Obama, by focusing on things like climate change, when this is the last thing anybody's really talking about, you know, when you right. just talked about what's important on people's list, that's really not way up there right now. Talking about the economy or NSA wiretapping or the AP scandal or the IRS scandal, they are a lot less worried about climate change, and that's what he is doggedly talking about. I think that they are not going to admit this on pain of death. They are never going to admit this because they championed him so loudly. But that they are really, you know, anxious to turn the page, so they're focusing on her.
Right. And you, well, now you, to, for people to understand, Anita Finley, our guest, actress from, you probably know, 24, The Young and the Restless. She played Dr. Nora Thompson. She's a political author. Her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, number one on women in politics books on Amazon.com. That you were a tried and true Democrat. Left of center would probably be a fair assessment of your politics.
Moderate Democrat, absolutely.
Right. But you have rejected or turned your back to a certain degree on the Democrat Party, as I have turned my back on the Republican Party, because it seems the two-party system is only serving the parties and not the best interest of the country. And then you have a president out there when the economy and jobs is numero uno, and of course, third on the list would be your details of your cruise in the Mediterranean. But for him to be out there with this smoke and mirrors of climate change, the bright, shiny object distraction away from the realities of what most people's lives are, this guy is, he's out of control, with just completely out of control, almost messianic to a certain degree.
Well, you, of course, I agree with you 100%, but certainly, you know, and I rejected my own party because of the shenanigans that they pulled to get Hillary out of the race and to push this guy to be the face on the spaghetti jar that we were selling to Americans and to the world. But in terms of, you know, where he's at the moment, you even have Chris Tingle Up My Leg Matthews saying that the recent speech Obama gave at the historic Berlin's Brandenburg Gate was ruined, and I quote, because the sun was in the president's eyes and he couldn't read his teleprompter properly. That was one piece of news that I did hear on the cruise ship.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I was laughing so hard I about fell over the balcony of my
don't
lovely
do that.
Room.
Don't do that. Did you have a nice outside stateroom?
Pardon me?
Nice outside stateroom with a balcony.
Goodness. I'm telling you, we did it. We did it right. And, you know, we just had the most wonderful view, and we're sitting there just looking out at the stunning seas and all these beautiful ports. So, yeah, I mean, this is something that I deeply recommend, even if you're doing a staycation. But it is so important for people to detox and get away from all of this. Because when I came back, it's the, you know, different crisis, new faux outrage, new nonsense. Different day, but it's all the same.
And
all
people
the same
are so,
crap.
Yeah, exactly. People are so tired of being asked to pray at the altar of Our Lady of Perpetual Outrage every day that, you know, you really, you know, you say, my knees hurt. You know, I mean, I can't, oh, my, again, we have to, oh, we're outraged about this, we're outraged about that. And there's a lot of things that we can be outraged about. I want to talk about your view, not necessarily from your stateroom. But what were you seeing in the news not being here? What were you hearing about here when you weren't here?
Well, you know, that was a tough part because I really tried not to hear about anything. And when I turned on the news, this is what I was still barraged with, is Edward Snowden. And mostly it's NSA, NSA 24/7. And it is a real big black eye to this administration because, you know, that's something that also bothered me. As an American, we really have to decide for ourselves how much of our freedom we want to give up in the name of national security. But I thought, as a constitutional republic, you need to tell me if you want to spy on me, you need to let me decide for myself, you being an elected official, if I want to give you the power to do that. And when you find out that the most powerful, excuse me, the most transparent, quote-unquote, administration ever is doing something like that and not telling you, you know, it really shakes the faith. And then when you have Mick Jagger in concert in Washington, D.C., of all people, is mocking the president and that they were booing his name when he said it, I was just, really? So this has been quite a sea change.
Yeah. You know, no pun intended. Now you came off the cruise ship. Sea change.
Oh, you
I
with the
it.
Cruise ship. You're just jealous because
I am jealous.
Over there eating a Greek pizza.
I am a cruise whore. I love cruises. Oh, I've been on five of them. I think it's one of the greatest ways to vacation. I see that Carnival Cruise Line, the CEO stepped down because of flat revenue. And you know, again, the media plays up the fact that if you go on a cruise ship, you're going to end up on the one off the coast of Italy, the Costa Concordia, that everyone's going to die. And I'm not trying to minimize the tragedy that took place on that ship, or every ship you get on is going to have a fire and every toilet's going to stop up and it's going to be horrific. And the media is so sensationalizing everything these days that I'm sure to a certain degree people look at the coverage of what happens on cruise ships and they just go, I'm not going, but I've been on five cruises. One time the ship almost tipped over. We got within 4 degrees of tipping over, and the captain said, you know, that was a close one. And if we had it tipped over, it wouldn't have been, you know, the kind of outcome that we were looking for. But things like that happen. But by and large, 99% of the time that I've been on cruises, it's just been a great, great way to travel. You meet a lot of great people from all over the world, and you have conversations that tend to get outside of what it is we get conditioned to talking about on a day-to-day basis. And you do find out, it's like checking the mail, Anita. When you're home, you check the mail every day, at least I do. But when you go on vacation, you don't check the mail. And guess what? When you come home, it's there waiting for you. It's kind of like
the same.
And it's all the same. And it's kind of like the news. People are checking it 24/7. Got to be up on this, got to be up on that. We do. That's what we do. And you do because you're an author and a blogger and an EpicTimes.com contributor. So you want to be up on current events. But sometimes people just need to get away. They just need to take a break because you can only put so much fertilizer on a field until you end up with a field full of you know what.
Well said. But you know what was really lovely about this cruise? I have to say, when we were in port, we didn't do any sort of excursions. We hoofed it. We got on trains. We got on the buses. We were sort of in the culture with people walking around. We walked from one end of Rome to the other, for example. And we just found so much, you know, of Italy, of Greece, of Malta, Barcelona. It was just absolutely enchanting. And it was great to see the way other people live and to be part of that for even a few hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, I highly recommend whatever anybody can do to just detox and disconnect, because I think it does something else for you in reference to the kinds of things you and I write and talk about on a daily basis. It gives you a new perspective and helps you see that the hysteria that the media is trying to create about this, that, or the other thing is really unreal, and it makes you take more responsibility for the decisions you make and perhaps say, wait a second, I'm not going to practice contempt prior to investigation anymore. I'm going to decide for myself what's real and what's not.
Right. And there's so much toxicity to the news. I mean, if you just go back and forth between Fox and MSNBC, as I was doing this morning when the Supreme Court decisions came down on DOMA and Proposition 8 in California, I was like, it almost seemed as if the Supreme Court had two different decisions that were rendered for two different cable channels and people that were looking at it in two completely different ways. I looked at it, Anita, as this is great for states' rights. And I think the more power we can take from the federal government and put in the hands of the states closest to the people, I think that's a direction we should go in.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there. And I think, you know, it's very important for people to understand in terms of tolerance is to have a live and let live attitude. I mean, I have gay friends who've been in committed monogamous relationships for 30 plus years. And so, you know, to deny them or to say that they are somehow a threat two straight married couples to me seems ridiculous. I think that the Anthony Wieners who are showing their wieners on Twitter and, you know, the Mark Sanfords of this world who are disrespectful to their wives and humiliate them in this way present a great more denigrating proposition to marriage than some gay couple who just wants to have the same rights as everybody else.
Right.
So that's what I mean in terms of how people are telling you to think about something. No, think for yourself about it and ask, is this really threatening me? Is
right.
this really, you know, where are we with all of that?
I looked at it from a different angle that hasn't been covered in the media yet with regard to what I call marriage equality, because, you know, pro-choice and abortion, inheritance tax and death tax, gay marriage and marriage equality, you know, it means different things when you say different things. I looked at the decisions that came from the Supreme Court today in the context of gay marriage pressure is really on now. Because I was thinking about all the people that were in same-sex relationships that have been using the line, if we're only legal, I'd marry you in a heartbeat.
You're diabolical, Jerry.
And tonight they're having that conversation going, well, it's legal. Yeah. Let's see what's on TV. Because they've been used.
Evil.
I know, but you know that conversation's happening at least in one or two households.
Well, that happens in straight households all the time. If only I had another $1 million.
Right. Know. If only. So we're going to see your article tomorrow at epictimes.com. All of your previous articles are up there at epictimes.com, where you are a contributor,
and
it's good to
be one. Thank you.
What do you want to do? A shameless plug for the cruise line you're on?
Oh, may I? Is
absolutely.
That okay?
Sure.
I was on Celebrity Cruises, and I will tell you the ship was absolutely stunning. It was called the Equinox, and these people do just about everything right. And, you know, we were just pampered and treated so well and taken great care of. So I can't say enough nice things about them. The cruise itself was magnificent, and I didn't want it to end. Me and my steamer trunk full of shoes made it back safely.
Good for you. Good to have you back. Anita Finley,
thank
author,
you so much.
Actress, blogger, epictimes.com contributor. Go to epictimes.com, the digital home of The Jerry Doyle Show, and you can get all of Anita's previous postings. Look for her new one tomorrow. Check out her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, and maybe check out Celebrity Cruises, too. What the heck? Life's short. Live a little. Thanks, Anita.
Live
we'll do
lot.
It again. Live a lot.
My pleasure.
Better. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
This is The Jerry Doyle Show.